Oh, hello, Irene. Hey, well, that's a good start to the podcast, everyone. I went into the bathroom, because that's the only room of the house that's free, because I'm back at home. I don't have my own room. Everyone else has taken up every single room. So I just thought I'd record this little bit for the podcast in the bathroom. And I was just about to launch it. I just opened the door, ready to launch into On the 8th Podcast of Christmas. But Irene, my dad's fiance, was on the toilet. So that's how the podcast started. A little bit of drama. We haven't even started the podcast technically, but the drama is already happening. On the 8th Podcast of Christmas, the young'uns give to you the return of Fork in Focus, some pineapple facts. What's going on with Michael's guitar? And we've some surreal musings on animals. Probably the best one, I think. I'm sure you'll agree. Number 8. People will be wanting that as a ringtone. I'll have to sort that out for them.
There you go.
We're ready. I don't remember it being in Asian tuning, but this is the Oriental version.
This is the rumba version. Yeah.
Kissing a lap.
Right. Goodness.
He's such a perfectionist, isn't he?
Oh, I'm trying. Yeah. Yeah, he's trying, yeah. Adjectives right, I'm not sure. What? It was worse when you started.
Oh, no.
Michael's got this new guitar, and it's got an interesting strap. I think this strap looks very purple. Doesn't the Pope have something like that?
Look at me. Can God grant us a miracle now and tune his bloody guitar?
Sorry about that, Father. Didn't tell you Father Nixon did.
Oh, is he? Alright.
Give you a penance later.
Just double check, and it is difficult to hear from up here. You know, you did say penance, didn't you?
Yes.
Good, good. So not what the priest is, don't give him any ideas. Right. Oh, well, there goes our education for English models. It's all right, Michael, you're not going to be a Catholic RE teacher.
You'll be absolutely fine, sir.
He's going to work as a guitar tuner. The contract's brilliant, no strings attached. Maybe it's the height, you see. When he sits down, obviously, that's the time it takes to reach me. Give it a go, then.
This new guitar's been nothing but trouble.
It really has. Isn't it? So he gets the guitar, sorry to ruin the mood. We'll come back to death in a second. And he says, he's been going on about getting this guitar for absolutely ages. I'm going to get this guitar. I know the exact guitar that I want. So he goes to the shop and he says, I've got a guitar. And I said, was it the one you want? He says, no, they didn't have the one they want, but the salesman was really good. And he talked up this one. I said, yeah, that's what salesmen do, Michael. So he's got this one. The pickup doesn't work on it, so he's never been able to play it with microphones. It's never in tune. Do you?
Here we go.
Scottish. The back of the guitar, you can see Fisher Price being worn. One of the many brilliant features on the Young'uns podcast was Juice a Minute with Sam Pert, where each week Sam Pert from the Hut People, he's really into his juicing, raw fruit and vegetable juices. Each week he would give us a recipe of a juice and he'd talk us through the various health benefits of each juice. Yeah, so he's pretty educational on the podcast. Well, we're going to have a little snippet from that now. This is Sam Pert and myself trading pineapple facts. And it starts with an email that someone sent in about pineapples. And could there be a killer fruit?
A pineapple is apparently can be a dangerous fruit because it's a flesh-eating. It's got an enzyme that's flesh-eating.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, this person went a bit step further and said someone has actually died because they ate too much pineapple and ate their flesh. So I googled this to have a look, and it, yes, pineapples do have an enzyme that's flesh-eating, but apparently when you swallow the pineapple, it, you know, the enzyme is destroyed. So I am not sure. I've looked and I can't find any evidence of someone dying from eating pineapple, but I thought I'd mention that just because, you know...
Maybe they got by the pineapple because presumed they'd have to have the pineapple in the mouth the whole time then.
Yeah, and it would, like, destroy their throat, and the person saw... Oh, I'm just going to keep doing this.
What I do know is that in India and everything like that, they always eat pineapples after curries because it refreshes the mouth and it cleanses the mouth from all of the curry spices. And I know that if you try eating pineapple after you have a curry, you'll find it's really refreshing and it cleanses your mouth because of the nature of, I think, the acidity of it or something.
Well, while we're swapping pineapple facts, Sam, I also found out some other pineapple facts in Google, and you may already know this. Apart from the more famous pineapple facts, it was number one on the list, and that is that it makes a man's fluids taste nicer in certain situations. Not only a man's, a woman's apparently as well. So if there's anyone who listens to the podcast and enjoys themselves or each other in different ways while listening, going, oh, I find it's just the ticket. This, it really arouses me.
Yeah.
Try having pineapple. How about that? Anyway, we'll
see. I've got something on pineapple as well.
Oh, bloody hell. It's not similar. Go on.
It improves circulation and is excellent for your memory and mood.
Right, okay. I feel as if I should have another pineapple fact now to trump that, but I don't. Damn! He's won.
No,
it's...
But I've also got another tip linking to pineapple.
Oh, my God.
Because obviously, if you're involving pineapples in your juices, one of the most annoying things about the pineapple most people find is chopping that spiky bit off the top.
Yes.
When you chop that off your pineapple, you always lose a lot of pineapple, don't you?
Mm.
So let me give you a tip. All you need to do is hold the spiky top bit that you want off the pineapple in one hand and then twist the actual pineapple through in the other hand, and the top will magically twist off the pineapple, leaving you the fruit just to cut up and slice as normal.
My goodness, great tip there, Sam, great tip. I feel as if we could almost do the pineapple hour, you know, this...
Definitely, yeah.
From pineapple facts, we move to animal facts. Well, I don't know if you can call these facts. These are a couple of clips taken from a couple of gigs where we got onto the subject of animals, and it was in a rather surreal way, as you're about to hear now.
I think I need the jug. The other jug there, Mr. Kirby.
Would you like some coffee,
dear? No, I'd like some water, thank you. Yes. The other jug?
Yeah, another jug.
Excellent, this is a...
Yeah. You got anything to drink it out? Or should I just pour it over here?
Probably best to just drink it on the jug, so I've got anything to put it in.
Well, that was all, yeah.
We don't share a jug, are we? No, we're close enough to do that, aren't we?
Yes.
It's a bit, yeah.
Stick to the top.
Are you right, baby?
Sorry about the fox and the... what was it? The fox and the... The heron.
You heard that story, Mr. Cooney.
It's one of the fables, isn't it? Where the fox invites the...
What's the jug of water?
Yeah.
He's at the... Oh, that's right, he's at the folk gig, isn't he? Yeah.
I've no idea what you're talking about. Do you know that?
One of these old fables?
Yes. The fox and the... What's the bird that I'm big? The stork. The fox and the stork. Yeah, I mean, they're just mad at me.
I didn't get that far. That must be sort of in the middle. I switched off after the better to have bacon and beans and peas and kale and cake and figure, and then I got a bit more after that.
Such great fun singing that one, because
Yeah, little did he realise that all the way through that song, about 100 cows went whizzing past the window. Yeah. I don't know what's happening in that field. They've been herded away. And yeah, literally about 100. Did you see him, Michael?
Yeah, I did. Did you see him, David?
No. I think it was the low frequencies. I was going, moo. Maybe they thought I was a mooing cow and they were all.
It didn't really happen. I just made that up so we could do that punch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Maybe that's why the cows were leaving. The only was meat to the young'un, wasn't it?
Oh, no.
Well, it might have been horse.
Maybe a dyslexic cow. That could have been horse.
Cow's supposed to be really clever. Or is that pigs?
Pigs are meant to be really clever.
Is that when pigs are. Yeah, they get.
Brilliant! Yeah!
Aren't pigs supposed to be. You're supposed to not feed them very well because. Oh no, if you don't feed them much, then they get all depressed and they realise they're a pig. No, is this some drug?
What?
Is this some drug?
What's going on? He's talking about pigs here.
Can you turn my microphone up?
Yeah, what's this theory?
Yeah, well, let me talk.
Go on then, this conspiracy theory.
I remember someone telling me that if a pig is unoccupied for a large amount of time, it gets depressed because it realises it's a pig and it doesn't have a very good life, so you've got to keep it busy because they are very intelligent animals. Apparently, but I hear somebody that there was a drug that you give the pigs so they think they're something else. Am I making this up?
It's the weirdest dream that you've had. Have we got any pig experts in?
What sort of drugs are you?
I don't know, Alan, but you don't want any of them. Yeah, yeah. We were going to be invited back to Shrewsbury until he started talking about pigs.
I thought you'd gone, that's why I did all the pigs.
Yeah, we'll go. Hey there, wait until next year in Shrewsbury, and that'll be a masterpiece. That'll be a whole concept gig around this.
Picking great.
Anyway, so that first song we've been singing for lots of years now, it was Hard Times, and for this next one is.
Pigs on the
Town. Oh, yes, this is one of our later ones. It's called Love in a Northern Town, and it's about my nana. It's about how my nana met my granddad. It's an incredible woman, my nana. She's 80 now. We're not sure how she survived so long, living the life she has, because she's never ran, she's never swam, she's never played any sport, and she lives on this diet of pies, pasties and lemonade, and has smoked for most of her life. But she's fantastic. She's got all her marbles, and she's still completely with it. Incredible. She does come out with some strange things.
She comes out with some strange things. Yeah, she sits you on your knee, didn't she? She's told you this weird story about pigs, Sean. She's still got all the marbles. Coming from you, Sean, that's hardly an accolade, is it?
There we are. What an educational podcast this is, as I say. Pineapple, pigs, and Aesop's fables, all covered in the one podcast. And now you think, come on, David, a bit of light relief, please. I'm afraid not. The days of frivolity are over. For now, even more education. It's time to get a dose of folk news. The media aren't giving you the full story. They're not telling you the full story. There's been a lot of these sort of books coming out this year and a lot of YouTube channels cropping up all about this, getting very popular. People like Russell Brand going on Question Time and talking about how the system works and that kind of thing. Well, it's happening in the folk world as well. I mean, okay, there's an agenda that they have, the Radio 2 folk show and Mike Harding and all the folk magazines. They're not telling you the full story, but here we aren't afraid to tell you what's really going on in the folk world, to give you the folk stories that other journalists and other folk publications just don't have the balls or the journalistic nous to cover or sniff out. Well, not here on the Young Uns podcast. It's time for Folk in Focus.
hello and welcome to Folk in Focus, where this week, Ellie Lucas, the Lucas half of Gibbon Lucas, is under the spotlight. Ellie Lucas revealed on Twitter this week that she's been listening to S Club 7 of recent. Is this just a harmless flirtation with rubbish pop music, or is there much more to this? Let's cross to Folk in Focus's folk artists listening to dodgy 90s pop music correspondent John Dunning. Thank you, David. Yes, fiddle player, singer, artist, photographer, and woman, Ellie Lucas, announced on Twitter this afternoon, I've been rewarding myself between editing tasks with spectacular doses of S Club 7 nostalgia. Her Twitter followers were presumably so shocked by Ellie's revelation that not a single one could bring themselves to respond. However, this has caused the Folk in Focus team to ponder whether her love for S Club 7 will influence her musical direction. Well, I did a little investigating, and this is what I found. The following clip does contain flash photography. I'm standing outside the house of Ellie Lucas. I've been standing here now for just over 10 hours, and just a few seconds ago, my ears pricked up when Ellie got out her violin to do some practice and started playing, well, she wasn't playing a Gibbon Lucas melody, let's just say that. This is a recording that I made just a few moments ago outside Ellie Lucas's house. Listen carefully, and you can just hear. Can you hear that? Let's move a bit closer. Easy does it, John. We don't want her to see me. If I just tell you what, if I just climb this drain pipe, I think we might get a bit more. Damn! Oh, I should have knocked over a flower pot. Oh, careful, John. Oh, look, she's stopped playing the violin now. She's going to see me. Remember what you got taught. Hoot like an owl, John. Hoot like an owl. Hoo! Hoo! There you go, it's worked. She started playing again. She'll just thought it was a clumsy owl. That's a little trick there that I learnt in Folk in Focus media training. Now you can clearly hear that she's playing Reach for the Stars by S Club 7. I think we're onto something here. Later, I observed Ellie leaving her house, and then, using a technique that I picked up in an intensive Folk on Focus training weekend, I picked the lock and crept into her house to investigate further. I'm now in Ellie Lucas's house. I've located her computer, and I'm going to see if this will reveal any more about Ellie's love for S Club 7, and whether it might influence her future musical endeavours. Okay, we'll just turn the computer on. Please enter password. Oh dear. Gib and Lucas? How about that? That's quite an obvious one, maybe. A bit too obvious. Folk music? No. Photography? No. Oh, what could it be? After just 10 minutes of trying, I struck gold. My God! I don't believe this. I took a wild stab in the dark. I got it. Ellie's computer password is S Club 7. We're in. And this gets even more conclusive. Her screensaver, it's a photo of S Club 7, and they're all naked. What is going on? Let's look at a desktop. My God, thousands of S Club 7 photos. Hang on, what's this? Her diary. Oh my goodness, I've just opened Ellie's diary. I'll read this entry to you, but it's startling stuff. 20th of July, 2013. Dear diary, tonight's the night. I'm meeting with her to sign the contract, and then she'll be in my band. I just need to work out how I'm going to break the news to David. I hope he'll take it as an honour, but he might not understand. But I know that this is my destiny. I know this is what I must do. I must leave David Gibb and start my new band with Rachel Stevens. Oh my goodness. She goes on. She told me to reach for the stars. Yes, she told me, don't stop moving. Well, I'm moving on. I'm moving up. I won't stop moving. I'm reaching for those stars. Tonight is the night. This is John Dunning, Folk in Focus's folk artists who listen to dodgy 90s pop music correspondent in the home of Ellie Lucas, saying, back to you in the studio, David. Thank you very much indeed, John. That's all we've got time for this week on Folk and Focus. We'll be back next week. Remember, if you spot anything, please do let us know. Howl at the moon, my friends. Howl at the moon. We shall hear you and we shall take down your story.
Well, one day they're going to shut me down, but I will keep bringing you the folk news that really matters, the true folk news. I'll keep bringing that to you, don't you worry. Some people say it's unethical what we do. Hacking into people's computers, picking the locks and breaking into people's houses. But I think you'll agree, it's worth doing to bring you these stories, to show the kind of lives these folk singers really lead. You know, you put them on a pedestal, don't you? You think you know them, but do you know them? And there's some shocking revelations coming out next year on Folk in Focus, so stand by for that, people. They won't shut us down, they won't shut us up. But we are about to shut up shop very temporarily. We'll be back tomorrow for the 9th podcast of Christmas. But before then, it's time to head to Warwick Folk Festival, where we've had a rather alarming experience. Alarming in inverted commas, by the way. You'll find out why now. Goodbye!
I'll repeat what I said earlier. If you have a phone or other electronic device on you, please turn it off. And if in case of a fire, please wait until I've safely left the room and then follow me out in an orderly order. Please welcome the young'uns.
Probably start with a health and safety announcement. When he says all electronic devices, that doesn't include pacemakers.
This is one of our songs that we brought with us from the North East. It's a song about Sunderland and falling in love in Sunderland. And we like to dedicate it to our friends over there who were about to set off from Sunderland on Thursday morning and open the front door and realise the caravan had been pitched. But it's lovely to see you.
The thing is, they opened the door of the caravan. They were in the caravan at the time, weren't they? But did the caravan... have they been returned? Is all well with the caravan situation?
No, the caravan's got a nickname. We've never seen it since. Oh. Oh. So we've got two tents. We've got a tent to come down.
Oh, right.
Thanks, sir. It's nice to be back and see some old friends and... This, the last festival we did was up in Cumbria, and we were introduced as the young'uns, obviously.
But it's more to this story, believe it or not, there's more to this.
All right.
It's too early to heckle. Heckle in the afternoon.
Well, you are.
My goodness.
Bad enough looking like an extra from Deliverance.
And everything I wear, there's a comment about it. Just jeans and a shirt.
Not brought in a belt yet, either. You are cruel.
I don't need a belt. It's a tight
on hips.
How tight do I have to... I mean, I can't really prove it too much. Anyway.
That's in the late night extra,
later. Exactly. I can fit my hand down. Can you fit your hand down? Yeah. Who'd like to try? Come on, it'll cheer you up after loosening your caravan, Dave. Come on.
No, we were introduced as the young'uns, and then it turned out we were the oldest performers on the day.
Oh, that's someone's pacemaker. I told you not to turn up. Hospital's been alerted.
Is that someone giving us the key?
Oh, it's a good rhythm, though. I like it. It's not very good.
We're going to play the next song to that rhythm. Yeah. In that same key.
What is the next song?
Is it the fire alarm? Who's in charge?
That's a good point. Yeah, we're just standing here whether you call you.
It's not very loud.
This is the fort equivalent of Nero. Ah, right.
Yes,
oh, Lord, I thought it was unexpected items in the baggage area, right. This is the first time this has happened.
We've got... Sorry, folks. Can we evacuate the building for a moment, please?
Excellent.
Go through either door. I'm sorry right. about this, but I don't know what the alarm is, but it's not the burglar alarm.
Can you do a
Snapchat concert?
Concert outside, yeah.
I'm sorry about this.
We're not.
Yeah, it's all right.
Bye-bye.
We're now leaving the building. What's his venue called on the programme, Sean?
Thank you very much for coming out with us.
Hey, we've got that picnic in the car.
Hey, never see Bella where I do this.
Well, they wouldn't leave their CDs in there, would they?
Well, don't worry, Dave, the building's just blown up.
You left your instrument.
Oh, yeah.
If you're just joining us, welcome to the first ever Warwick Wassail. We always thought it was a stupid idea singing to trees, but we're quite enjoying it.
You've accumulated more people.
We might have, yeah.
Excellent. Who are the people who haven't paid? Come on. It's good to have you all here. Excellent.
That was a burglar alarm.
All right.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, it's not the same people who stole his van, is it? It's a vigilante attack.
We just see the bloke hurtling out the back window with two guitars and a quarter. Oh. Not a problem, they've gone.
Did you remember no CDs, my friend?
Well, they left those, bloody hell.
Is everybody sitting comfortably?
Well, we'll do a sad song, if we may.
Just as the jig starts. Yeah. Good time in there, my girl.
We don't have to do it.
No, I think it'll be fine.
It's just like back in our busking days, this, isn't it? Just change that for like a pan pipe thing.
CD player.
Oh, yeah. Apologise, Michael. Sean, I didn't realise I was... I thought I'd just do a little
hair fever.
No, I thought I'd do a little nose blow and then I'm allergic to folk fans, I think. It's normally all right. You contain it indoors, but when it's outdoor, my goodness. All right, then.
Perfectly in rhythm as well, Dave, actually.
It's the jig. Here's
a man called...
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Now, before we take a bow... I thought it was funny.
That was a good point.
Oh, is that a tree joke?
Yeah.
Is that a joke? It's not monkeying around.
Thank you ever
so much. That's the way I tell them.
Stop talking about
it. No, that's a brilliant one. That's the way I tell them. Tell them. Elm. Bloody
idiot.
Come on.
David's available for solo bookings.
I am, actually.
I am, my friends, yes.
Thank you very much for your patience and endurance. We really appreciate it. Hope it's been okay for people at the back. Hope you managed to hear us.
I think they probably enjoyed it better, to be honest. Yeah. That gig was brilliant.
This afternoon, we're in the Living Tradition Centre. After during the second song, the fire alarm went off.
Is it illustrate that alarm's just gone off now? My goodness, everybody in the town, you're in the building. Is that the sound people putting on a show, isn't it?
It was brilliant because we were so English about it, you know, we would just say, oh, that's the fire alarm. And the audience just says, oh, I think that's the fire alarm. But we didn't do anything about it. Until the same time
you said, whole folk respect, you know, you're in the middle of a ballad, so it's kind of that whole folk. Even folks, you know, folk fans are just so, they're just so polite that they would rather burn than say, no, we should leave. I tell you that you're wrong, I can't believe it. Cooperative funeral care. And well, you know, to target their audience, don't you? Still, guys, the top of our business is gone. We'll join the four, you know, we've got four festivals.
So,
and we had no idea what we were doing. But the hilarious thing about it was everyone's gone to us after us at the festival organizer. Well, that was one of the most professional things we have seen. And the way you did coming up with dignity there, so actually know what to do. You clearly knew what to do. We had no idea what we were doing.
It probably means it's probably the most professional thing we've ever done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Leave. Just to shame the audience followed.